Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 1:23 p.m. on... What is this? This is Friday the 30th, I think. Yeah, it must be Friday the 30th, March the 30th, 2023. Works better if I line the words up before I try to say them. Yeah, I missed you guys. I was, I was a little distracted. No, I was a lot distracted. Listen, who am I kidding? I was a lot distracted. It was, between the weather. I couldn't believe snow. I mean, we got snow, what, a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't really stick around very long, but it was enough to be aggravating. But, yeah, I got up to like 4 inches of snow. The street was covered, the sidewalks were covered, everything was covered with snow. It's like, well, okay, we won't go today. Today will be treadmill day. And then the next day, it had mostly melted, but the weather was cold. It was really cold. So what had melted had frozen again. As little ice sheets on the sidewalk, which made my cowardly heart go pitter-pat, and I stayed in to allegedly walk on a treadmill. And I think I did that day. The next day, I basically forgot and didn't walk. I've had 4 red days this month. Not ending the quarter on a strong footing, as it were. But given that it's 4 days out of the quarter and not just 4 days out of this month, it's not too bad. If I can get through every day in April, big if, but I might, you never know. If I can get through every day in April, then it'll be on average a day a month. I can live with that. I don't get the benefit necessarily of the day's exercise, the day's walk, but there is something to be said for giving the legs a day of rest. At this point, the only part of my body that has any kind of muscle definition is my legs. So, yeah, that's nice. I have to be willing to do the work to get it someplace else. And perhaps I will. I mentioned a Tai Chi video quite a long time ago, actually. A couple weeks ago? On the 10th, I think. Well, I'm sure I mentioned it on the 10th. It took me a long time to find it again, in part because I had bookmarked it and then left all the bookmarks on the old hard drive. And one of the difficult parts is that you just can't copy bookmark file from one machine to another. You have to mess with it. But having the clue that it was on the 10th that I mentioned it, I started looking through my mail archive for things that happened on the 10th, and eventually found it. I overlooked it like 4 times, but eventually found it. And it turns out to be an interesting little teaser video for a Tai Chi program that isn't actually offered on the internet, but you have to sign up for and attend in person, assuming that it's offered at one of their affiliates near you, which it isn't. They have a lot of affiliates, but none of them offer the Tai Chi option for workouts and exercise. which got me looking for Tai Chi and Greeley again. And one of the images that popped up was of my old Sifu, the guy I studied with originally. And it seems that after closing up his shop through whatever it was, the karate dojo here, he's now working with the Greeley Parks and Recreation to offer it through them. And he has several programs. I'll have to take the beginner one again because it's like, I sort of remember it, but I don't really. So I want to take the beginner again. But it comes in 90-day chunks, apparently. I have to sign up for it when he opens up registration again. But knowing that it's there is very, very nice. Knowing that he's still teaching it is very, very satisfying. I'm looking to make sure that I'm still recording, and I am. I have to tuck this in my pocket for a minute and get a drink because my mouth is sticking together. Finding the balance between wetting my whistle and not overwhelming my bladder before I can get home is an interesting challenge. One I hope I've achieved so far today. That would be pretty bad if I had to stop halfway and pee in somebody's backyard. Oddly, I did not think to export my bookmarks before I left the old machine, before I pulled the hard drive out. And I should have. But I don't usually think of bookmarking a website. So the number of bookmarks I had on the old machine is very limited. The only one I've ever wanted was the one I couldn't get, because I couldn't find it again. But now I found it, now I've bookmarked it. It's an interesting 20-minute video. What is it called? I had it in my brain so I could tell you what it's called. And now I've lost it. But it's basically a group of warm-up exercises that I'm largely actually familiar with. He does a few birds grasps tail and a few of the other moves, but play the pipa. I don't know if it's a specific, it's a specific form that they actually were going to teach, like a Jung short or something. I guess it would be a Jung form. Jung short. Sure, you can say it. Jung short form. Or perhaps lying, I don't know. But it wasn't what I thought it was when I first saw it. I'll look it up again and post it with this when I get to put, when I put the podcast episode up, I'll put the link there.
Yeah, the phone is having a problem with the USB socket. I just bumped it against my leg and shut off the recording. I should have checked to see if it was here.
Now it's recording on the mic. All right, I'm not sure that it was recording on the mic. I wonder how often that's happened. The USB socket in this phone has decided that it's going to be loose. I've pretty much determined that it's a socket and not the plug, because I have the same problem when I try to recharge it at night. The phone is only at 58% right at the moment because the overnight charge didn't take. I plugged it in, left it on the side table. Left it on the bedside table, and when I got up, it was at 76%, not 100. And that's, oddly enough, that's about where it was when I went to bed last night. So, yeah, it's, this is not going to be, unfortunately, this phone is not going to be around too much longer. I'm going to milk it as long as I can, because they're kind of expensive. But Father's Day is coming eventually, July. Maybe I'll get one for Father's Day or something. I just have to get through the next couple, 3 months. I don't believe the socket can be repaired. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. That's a good slap. So I'm still totally enamored with this upgrade to Linux. For those of you who want to know the technical details, I love it. It's a using Obsidian MD to manage my day has proven quite effective this year, the whole year. I'm at the end of the, coming up on the end of the third quarter, and my daily page, I do a daily page. Every day I open a new daily page. And the daily page has the list of things I want to accomplish, along with how much time I expect to spend on each of them during the course of the day. Any additional tasks, like today I had to make bread. The bread is at home and it's rising. I hope it's rising. I forgot to add the oil. I don't know what that's going to do to the bread. It's one of those funky recipes where you have to throw in a couple tablespoons of oil to the liquid ingredients before you mix them up. And I didn't remember until I had set the bread to rise, and then thought, oh, shoot. So we'll see what it does. It may make it particularly crumbly or particularly dry. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see what it does. The dough felt good. It was nice and elastic. I gave it a little rest and before I gave it its final kneading. Put it in a greased bowl. So, I don't know. We'll see. See how it goes. But the daily looks for tasks. I put my calendar tasks in my to-do list with a due date. And the daily page queries the tasks to find out anything that's tagged with that day's date. So this morning, I did not have any this morning. I should have, because I'm supposed to make a phone call to schedule my MRI. And I did add the schedule for my port removal. They're taking out my chemo port. on the 14th. So I don't know what that's going to do to my schedule, but it doesn't matter. It's what's going to happen, and we will cope with it then. I'm looking at these lilac bushes. I'm walking past the big lilac bushes here, planted beside the street. And I was looking up. Today's haiku is about the color purple. And one of the things that I know that's purple is lilac. It's actually lilac, but that purple color is called lilac. But it's purple. It's one of the purple family. It's too red to be blue. Too blue to be red. And I was looking up how to prune it. Because it seems to me somewhere back in my back matter, I remembered that lilacs don't bloom on new wood. It needs to be at least a year old, and it's usually 3 to 5 years old before it blooms. And if you prune, if you deadhead, they put out new branches, which won't necessarily bloom the next year, but might a year or two after, once you've had a chance to grow out a little bit. And recently, like 10 years ago, we did a reinvigoration of our lilacs and took them all down to the ground.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice day out.
It's beautiful. Let me make sure I haven't bumped this. And I haven't. Okay, good. I took them down to the ground, but I haven't actually pruned them since. So they're probably way overdue. And I might consider taking a pair of clippers out and seeing what I can do. But I should wait until after they've blossomed. Which, based on what I just saw walking past those, it's still going to be a while. There's little buds showing up, but they're a long way from blossoming. And yesterday I forgot to walk. I got tied up, distracted by playing Ark Survival and trying to beat the Overseer on the island. The Overseer is the final boss on the island map in Ark Survival, which is usually the first map people take on. And I've beat all of the preliminary bosses. You have to kill a boss to get an artifact to be able to go for the Overseer. And I did that. I beat them all. Had all the artifacts. Had all the trophies. I was ready to go for it. And I spent two days failing it. Now, you could say I was cheating, because I made a game save before I try. If it didn't work, I restore the game save and try it again. If it didn't work, I restore the game save and try something else. And that didn't work. Yeah, you know where this is going. I tried a lot. I tried a lot of different things. I finally found the one thing that I should have thought of to begin with, and walked right through it. Beat the Overseer. Got my 15 extra level cap. Now I just need to get the levels to go in it. But it felt good. It was nice to be able to win that eventually. You know, is it cheating to save and restore? You say cheating, I say economical. Because every time I didn't make it, I died and lost everything that I had with me. And even when I made it, I pretty much lost everything that I had with me. But at least I had the win and I got 15 levels out of it. So that's really the goal. And I didn't have anything on me that I couldn't recreate. So I didn't go in with anything except what I had blueprints for, so that I could make them again when I needed them. My mouth is sticking together again, but I'm almost home, so I'm going to try to power through this. But if I sound funny, it's because my tongue is dry, my mouth is dry, and everything is sticking together, which makes enunciation somewhat difficult. So now, having beaten that boss, having beaten the map once, I need to think about, do I want to beat him again with a different character to get 15 levels on that character? Do I want to move ahead and try for the bosses in the next map? Eventually, yes. Apparently the max level cap for characters is actually something over 200. And mine is like 122, I think, on the guy that I've put through the ringer. So I don't know. I haven't played anything yet today. I focused on writing. Played a lot on Mastergon. Got my bread going, and then decided I better take the walk before I forgot. So I did. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.